NEDA deepens partnership with CATL to use Xingxing ultra-fast charging battery. By CNEV Post. Chinese electric vehicle startup NEDA Auto has struck a new deal with battery giant CATL to use the latter's Xingxing battery, which was released 2 months ago, becoming the second EV maker to announce that it will carry the ultra-fast charging-enabled battery. CATL and NEDA signed the agreement to deepen their strategic partnership on October 7, with executives including CATL Chairman Robin Zung and NEDA co-founder and CEO Zhang Yong attending the signing ceremony, according to press releases published by the companies over the past 2 days. CATL will provide business support to NEDA, including new projects and new technology cooperation, supply of Xingxing battery, and overseas business expansion, their press releases said. The company said they will work together to expand overseas markets, but did not go into further detail about NEDA's plans to use Xingxing battery. Xingxing battery is a new battery based on lithium iron phosphate chemistry that CATL unveiled on August 16 that support ultra-fast charging. Vehicles equipped with the battery can get a 400-kilometer range on a 10-minute charge and is the world's first LFP battery to support 4C charging, CATL said at the August event. C refers to the battery's charging multiplier, and 4C means that the battery can theoretically be fully charged in a quarter of an hour. Supported by CATL's own developments, including an ultra-high conductivity electrolyte formulation, the Xingxing battery could allow an EV to achieve a range of up to 700 kilometers, the company said. Xingxing battery will be mass-produced by the end of 2023 and available in the first quarter of 2024, when customers will be able to buy cars equipped with the battery. On August 16, Aviature Technology, backed by Chang'an Automobile, CATL and Huawei, announced that it will use Xingxing battery, becoming the first EV brand to announce that it will use the battery. NEDA delivered 13,211 vehicles in September, up 9.15% from August but down 26.63% year-on-year, according to figures it announced earlier this month.